Reported human rights violations committed by government forces in Myanmar against Rohingyas will likely constitute crimes under international law. That's according to the chairperson of the UN fact-finding mission on Myanmar, Marzuki Darusman, who on Monday called on authorities to stop dismissing reports that serious human rights violations have been committed in Kachin, Shan and Rakhine states. The former Indonesian Attorney General said that any denial of the seriousness of the situation in Rakhine and victims' suffering is untenable. More than 600,000, mainly Muslim Rohingya refugees, have fled to Bangladesh since August. Hundreds of eyewitness accounts, photographs and satellite images show villages flattened by bulldozers, erasing all remaining traces of the life and community that once was. Mr. Darusman spoke to Bronwyn Cowley following the release of the mission's report in Geneva.
There is a likelihood that crimes under international law has been committed, but that needs to be qualified in terms of the exact legal crime that took place. And so that's where we are at the moment, at the threshold of going from the first stage of collecting information to corroborating, authenticating and analyzing. And that will be the focus of our work in the coming months towards September. The other point is that going out from the Myanmar government's own statement that they will not condone impunity, we would then, of course, on our part, expect that if evidence were to emerge on cases of culpability of individual persons or institutions, that this is acted upon by the Myanmar government, even if this involves, and this comes out very clearly in the statement, even if this involves the most senior figure or person in the country.
Do the results of your findings show that a possible genocide has taken place?
On the basis of methodological principles, we have deliberately refrained from going out from the set legal terms that we find in the UN Convention and the ICC, the International Criminal Court. And therefore, the whole credibility of the report hinges on our strict and narrow adoption of that methodology, and that is to go out from the facts and to allow ourselves to be led by the facts and not to go out from a conclusion and then try to find the facts.
How do you respond to Myanmar authorities that are dismissing reports that serious human rights violations have occurred?
Well, here again, I think the facts are overwhelming. They're voluminous. They are concrete. And they go back, in fact, to 20 years of UN engagement with the country because it was then known as Burma. So without having to go into the country, in fact, there is an incredible accumulation of facts that relate to what has happened and what continues to be happening in Myanmar. And therefore, we would have no problems in making a final determination of what took place there.
Have you been able to talk directly to witnesses and survivors? And what do they say? What are they saying to you?
Well, yes. In our report this afternoon, we made it known that we've been able to undertake quite a sizable figure of in-depth interviews, going over 600, which would include the interviews in Bangladesh and Thailand and also Malaysia. And that would be, I think, already a representative sample of what the big picture is. And therefore, we'll be able to learn from the survivors who have now been pushed out of the country. Those very facts that go into picturing the horrific happenings that known in the international media, these would still have to be corroborated, of course, as a matter of the way the fact-finding mission discharges its responsibilities.
Is this the kind of thing that you've seen before in other countries, these kinds of human rights violations?
Well, the scale, the massive violence that took place, clearly there was widespread bloodshed. There was, continues to be, massive human destruction. And on that scale of happenings, the generic gross violations come out. And these are violations that are inherent in such a scale of violations. And therefore, I think perhaps also the Myanmar government would want to know the truth about this whole thing. And so we would like to then also encourage the Myanmar government to meet with us. And perhaps if they have their own narrative of what is happening, then that would be an integral part of the report.
In light of the horrific events that have taken place, is there any possibility of peace in the near to medium term?
That is the overriding question, of course, because the situation in Myanmar over the last 50 years has been one of continuing strife, conflict. One would be forgiven to make the conclusion that this is a condition that is perhaps being maintained for whatever reason. And therefore, peace is certainly possible, but it will have to be that this will only come if there is democracy in that country. Myanmar military has been predominant in that country, and it's fair to say that that is really the challenge, you know, the Tatmadaw, the Myanmar military. On the other hand, of course, you can make the argument that if you didn't have the Tatmadaw to maintain the country together, then it would break apart. So, depending on your perspective, peace is possible, but not in a way that goes out from the present conditions. It requires a fundamental change in the setup of the country and recognition of the existence of all communities in the country and the restoration of the rights of the citizens in that country. And it seems that we're still quite far away from that.